Have you recently heard or read any news that you felt alarming? Well, in fact, very alarming. Something that stopped you in your tracks to think hard. A few days ago, I actually did come across such news that I found extremely alarming. I will return to it, tell you that what are those news that I read. But before that, let us turn to this passage we had from the Old Testament. I guess that this is one of the most dramatic stories in the Holy Bible. The ruler of Israel, King Ahab, was a very wicked man. He was married to a woman or a princess named Jezebel, who was equally evil. Her name, in fact, even came into the New Testament as a symbol of wickedness. They worshipped idols, encouraged idolatry through not only for themselves but throughout the land of Israel. That was the religious or the spiritual side. When it comes to the social front, the rule of Ahab and Jezebel was marred with corruption, exploitation of the poor, at times grabbing poor people's land by distortion, false allegations, and murder. And as that was not enough, killing and murdering God's true prophets was just a routine. Elijah was one of those few and rare who managed to escape with his life. God spoke to Ahab time and again through the ministry of Elijah. Some of us probably would remember a long period of no rain, and that was the time when it happened. All God was doing, not to make people to suffer, but somehow to stop this king and pay attention. But nothing seemed working. Then, as the story goes, that Elijah disappeared or was hidden by God for a number of years, and then he appears in our today's reading. It begins that way, that he showed himself to one other man who himself was actually a prophet, a godly man, who was in Ahab's employment, and told him that, go and tell your king that I am here. And so he challenged Ahab that, ask all those your false prophets to come and to partake in a showdown between the idol Baal and the true God of Israel. And the story we read is just part of that meeting, in which we learned that obviously that God of Israel proved that he was one and only true God. A fire came down from heaven, consuming the offerings, licking the water, and consuming also everything around that place. The people, as we read, were convinced and immediately proclaimed, "The Lord, He is God." Forgive me, but some of us might be more focused on the loss of the life of those prophets who were actually on the very forefront of killing the true prophets rather than thinking of the fire from heaven. But the truth of the matter is that, as I said earlier, that God doesn't take any joy in doing these sort of things, but at times he allows extreme things to happen so that people may pay attention. Did Ahab, Jezebel, paid attention? Those of you who know your Bible, that Elijah, in fact, had to still run for his life. But now back to what I said in the beginning, that I had come across some extremely alarming news. And as I read those news a few days ago, I wondered if these news were the same what God was doing with Ahab, somehow to stop his church and to listen. On the 24th of April, May, just only a few days ago, I read in the Guardian newspaper that in England and Wales, now Christianity is no more majority faith. Vast numbers identify themselves with no religion. For the last 1,400 years or so, Christianity has been the majority religion here, but no more. For the first time in that long history, 48.5% of the population say that they don't belong to any religion. The shocking news for me in these extremely shocking news was the speed by which the decline has taken place. In 2001, that is just 15 years ago, 72% of the population identified themselves as Christians. 10 years later, in 2011, it was 59%. But then only 25% identified themselves having no religion. But these news I was reading to you are from the research of 2014. In 2011, 20% regarded themselves with no religion, but 3 years later, in 2014, 48.5% of the population says no religion, or perhaps saying, thank you very much, we can do without religion. The second shock for me in these shocking news was the situation of the National Church, the Anglican Church, where you and me, we faithfully worship and minister. As recently as 1983, that is just 33 years ago, and I guess that I have got some people here who are perhaps under 33. It's that recent. In 1983, 44.5% of the population regarded themselves as Anglican, but in 2014, only 19% identified as Anglicans. The numbers in other denominations during, and here is where I find it shocking, in other denominations during the same period, numbers remained nearly the same. Not that there hasn't been decline, yes, decline as well, but just one example, Catholic Church in 1983 could claim 10% of the population Catholics, but in 2014 decreased to 8.3%, but it is nothing compared to the Church of England from 44.5% to 19. I wonder what might be the reason. And I wonder if God is begging, like he did to Ahab and Jezebel, to the Christians in Anglican pews, in Anglican pulpits, to stop. Pay attention. Could their God scream more loudly than this, that looked at the situation of the church? We can, of course, shrug our shoulders and say, well, that is happening. But I find it very difficult to shrug off my shoulders, not because I happen to be the rector, but no, because I happen to be Christian who believes that God and his word is as powerful today as it was then. I cannot shrug off shoulders, because responsibility is ours. And it may sound uncomfortable, but the truth is that one day, we are going to stand before the throne of our Savior. And who is going to ask, what happened? Because when we think 83 to 2016, or well, 2014, because I mean that is up to what it is, that is 31 years. And 30 years of that history, I have been in this country. I cannot say, what do I know what happened? No, I am here. You have been here. In those 31 years, we are going to be answerable. What happened? What do you think? What has happened? What could be done? What do you think? Well, let me tell you a couple of things what I think. But if it comes to your mind something, do please share with me. Number one thing, what I noticed in last 30 years, the National Church had tried its utmost to look reasonable to the society out there than to be biblical. And I just wonder, if we will more start focusing to be biblical rather than acceptable out there, what will be the result? And I wonder if church could just be like the first century church. Read in Acts chapter 4. When the master has gone, they are almost feeling the strangle. And what do they cry? They cry to the Lord, stretch your hand to perform signs and wonders. Our times are like the time of Elijah. And I wonder if the church will start crying out that we are not going to just explain away the signs and wonders, but we cry to you that do the mighty things you did then in our days, because we want our nation to be in heaven with us rather than elsewhere. May the Holy Spirit stop each one of us as he stopped me to ask why. May the Holy Spirit prompt us to be on our knees and say, Lord, these are the days of Elijah. Do something mighty among us too. Amen.